Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone had a wonderful week and a good Valentine weekend. Well, we had lots of fun this past Saturday at Create a Canvas. We enjoyed the fellowship. We had lots of laughter and fun painting our portrait, which was the theme, Heart of Faith. So it was, we just had a great time, and I wish that all of you could have been there that were not there, but maybe next time. I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement at the very beginning and still the end this time. And I hope also that you enjoyed Willie Jackson. I want to thank him again for coming on the air last week and serenading us two love songs for Valentine's. He's always willing, and whenever I call, he's always, always willing to come on the air and sing for us for free. So we want to definitely ask God to continue to bless him and enlarge his territory in the way that he's going. And we also want to thank several other people for our Valentine, to help us to sponsor the Valentine get-together this past weekend on Saturday. We want to thank the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church for supporting us and helping us to provide the food as well as the sparkling cider that we enjoyed so much. We also want to thank Reverend Herbert Brown from Fairfield Baptist, who donated the beautiful roses that we received. And one other thing, the CDs that you receive as well, we would like to thank Miss Mandy Walker, daughter Nikki, for getting those CDs ready for us. And I hope that you'll enjoy the 10 top latest gospel songs. And just want to send a shout out to those people who had a part in our Valentine's get together, and also last Tuesday night on our show. Tonight our topic is Great Expectations. And that's coming from Philippians, the first chapter, 12 through to 21. I'm going to read this scripture from the New American Standard Bible. The reason why I'm reading it from there, because I want you to hear exactly what Paul is saying to us in these verses. Philippians first chapter, the 12th verse, the 20 through the 21st. And this is what Paul says. Now I know to you, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well throughout the world, and that the guards and to everyone else, that most of the brethren trusting in the Lord because of the imprisonment have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from poor motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. This is what Paul, he's rejoicing in spite of being in the prison. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and your provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to the earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, and that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. And the last verse, which is the 21st verse, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I wanted to read that in the American Standard because I wanted to see how, in spite of Paul's imprisonment, he continued to preach the gospel. He even spoke the gospel to the guards. But as I continue on with the message, Great Expectation, you'll know more what Paul did. Once there was a counselor, and a question was asked of him, what major issues were brought to you by people that came to see you? And he answered without hesitation, he said, the most of many problems is broken expectation. The root of many problems is broken expectation. If not dealt with, they mature in anger and bitterness. In our best moments, it's easy to expect that we will find ourselves in a good place surrounded by good people who like and affirm us. But life has a way of breaking these expectations. What then? Paul was stuck in jail and beset the fellow believer in Rome who didn't like him. Paul remains surprisingly upbeat. Yes, Paul was, he did not let no one get him down while he was accomplishing his goal and continuing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul remained, as he remained upbeat, as he saw it, God had given him a new mission field where under house arrest, he witnessed to the guards about Christ, which sent the gospel into Caesar's house. Isn't that amazing how God can do certain things? He's in jail, and he's now preaching to the guards. And these gospel is enter into Caesar's house. Caesar doesn't even know what's happening. When God wants his word told, you can be anywhere. And even though these opposing him were preaching the gospel from wrong motive, Christ was being preached to Paul, and Paul was rejoicing. Paul never expected to be in a great place or to be well liked. His only expectation was that Christ was would be magnified through him. He wasn't disappointed. If our expectation is to make Christ visible to those around us, regardless of where we are or who we with, we will find that those expectations will be met, even exceeded. Christ will be magnified. It doesn't what circumstances, where you are, and who you with. If God wants his self to be seen and to be heard, he will do it. And Paul was being faithful, even in jail. He wrote certain verses, chapter in the Bible from being in jail. So he never skipped a beat. He's one character in the Bible that I admire because once he became a Christian, he never skipped a beat. He was constantly doing God's will. He didn't let no one or no thing to stop him in doing God's will. We should always magnify the Lord. Make it your only expectation to magnify Christ wherever you are and whoever you are with. Don't be afraid. So, and it doesn't matter where you are, just like Paul is in prison and still doing God's will. So this is what God wants us to do, not to be afraid to talk about him, to encourage people and also talk to people about him as well. When there is a non-believer, for you to be able to speak the gospel to them so they too can be saved like you have. So be a Paul. Be a messenger just like Paul, wherever you may go. Whatever situation you might be in, you just don't know how much. Just sometimes just talking to someone when you're out there in wherever you are, in a hospital, at a church, or a store. Sometimes the time that you take the time to talk to an individual, you don't know how much that you might be encouraging that person. So never always try to have that opportunity to help someone. It's so amazing how God can connect people to you so you can encourage them and let them know that God does love them and God is able and he's real. So, and it's more or less letting your light shine. And so many of you, I know that you have done this. But just continue to do that, just like Paul did. He didn't let no one stop him from helping others, encouraging others, and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what God wants us to do. And wherever you may go and wherever you may in life, just continue to do that. I have a couple of other things that I want to go over as well. I have found a prayer. I'm going to type this and print this out. If any of you want me to send this to you, I'm also going to have a copy at our March meeting. We will have a meeting in March on the third Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. And we're going to have a planning meeting to go over everything that we're going to be doing this year, month by month, and also getting our book ready to be printed. All of the testimonies will be printed in this book, because we need to have it done by year end, because God is going to be using this book for so many reasons and encouraging so many people. The other thing is we want to also plan our yearly trip. We're thinking about the month of July, and we're going to try to make sure that we sort of plan it where majority of the people can come. Sometimes there are different events that will allow people not to be able to come, but we're going to try to do our best, and we're going to talk about where we're going to vote on where we're going to be going. But I have found this affirmative prayer that I'm going to pray. I'm going to read on the air every week at the end of our show, because when I read it, it means a whole lot to me, and this is something that I'm going to read daily if possible. If I don't feel real daily, I'm going to at least read it once a week. But I'll be reading it for a while on the show, because I think that we all should listen and believe in this affirmative prayer that I've found. And it's called, I am an overcomer. I am fearless and free. That's the title. I am fearless and free. I am an overcomer. I am bold and fearless. My invincible is the word means incapable of being defeated, overcome, arise above. My invincible inner power comes not from my ego, but from the power of God within. For God and I are one. All of my accomplishments are the result of a team effort. With God as my partner, no one or no thing can defeat me. As I focus on my spiritual nature, I let go of living small. Yes, God wants us to live big. I release aches and pains, fears and failing. I'm going to read that again. I release aches and pains, fears and failing. I am more than a physical being. I am a spiritual being, invincible, fearless, strong, and free. Through the power of God within, I can reach any goal that meets any challenge. I surmount, that's mean rise above, any obstacle on the way to my good. God is within me, and God is with me, and I am invincible. The scripture this is coming from also, that's a part of this affirmation, affirmative prayer. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. Yes, God is our healer. God is a way maker. God is a provider. God is a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to a widow. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Prince of Peace. Yes, he's all of these things. And we must be overcomers. We must be bold and fearless this year, 2014. Nothing can stop in our way. Whatever we want to accomplish, God is willing to help us do just that. So we are fearless and free. I'm going to read this all again. I am an overcomer. I am bold and fearless. I am invincible. Inner power comes not only from my ego, but from the power of God within. For God and I are one. All of my accomplishments are the result of a team effort. With God as my partner, no one or no thing can defeat me. As I focus on my spiritual nature, I let go of living small. I release aches and pains, fears and failings. I am more than a physical being. I am a spiritual being, invincible, fearless, strong, and free. Through the power of God within, I can reach any goal and meet any challenge. I surmount any obstacle on the way to my good. God is with me, God is within me, and I am invincible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Let's hold on those words and knowing that God will do just that. Yes, he is our healer. He is our way maker. He is our provider. He is a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to a widow. Yes, he is Jehovah Jireh, our Prince of Peace. Tonight, I hope that you will think about what Paul was talking about, how he wanted to still continue to do his will in spite of where he was or who he was with. You can touch anyone's life. All you have to do is believe in God and ask him to work through you, within you. And he'll help you to say the words that you need to say to encourage and also glorify God in all of, and in the things that you do each day. This ends our program tonight, and I thank each one of you for committing to continue to call on the line each Tuesday night. This encourages me as well. I'm hoping that I'm encouraging you to know that you are supportive of this ministry. God bless you and keep you, and just knowing that I see the numbers, I'm familiar with some of the numbers that call in, and I just thank you for your faithfulness and your love for this ministry. Just continue to pray that God will enlarge our territory in the way that he wants us to go. Enlarge our ministry to be able to help more and more widows out there. And not just widows, anyone that are going through grief. That is a journey, and you know it. It's not an easy journey. We need support from each other. We need the love from each other to get through these moments. But with each other praying for each other and encouraging each other, we can get through it day by day. And having faith in God that he will be with us, because he promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. And we must stand on his word, because he's a faithful and loving God. Be blessed and have a great week. And be strong and fearless and free. Because God loves you, and so do I.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. Now Your love.